cares about this garbage?
Gwen Stefani's ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale, is blocking her from marrying Blake Shelton.
What?
Yeah, Gwen reportedly petitioned to the Vatican to have her and Gavin's 13-year marriage annulled so that Gwen and Blake could get married in the Catholic Church. But Rossdale is challenging the petition. An insider said the church cannot condone a marriage after a divorce unless a marriage isn't recognized in the first place, and Gavin refuses to say their marriage never existed. Gavin isn't going to pretend he wasn't married just because it makes Gwen's life easier. He thinks it's wrong and stupid. He isn't going to let Gwen sweep their marriage under the rug. If the annulment were granted, that would mean that not only did their marriage never exist, but their three children would also be deemed illegitimate.
Wow.
This is not true. Like,
what
I'm reading this.
Yeah.
I know. My aunt and uncle got an annulment. I'm Catholic in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that it just never existed.
Yeah.
That your children become, like, illegitimate. It's just, like, an annulment. You can, like, try to get an annulment done when there was something in their relationship that was greater that caused it to end. That was
gotcha.
Something that was so much greater. Like, you know, if mental illness could be a reason why. If, like, one of the partners, like, ends up getting diagnosed with mental illness or, like, in its, like, an extreme case of, like, bipolar or schizophrenia or, like, something like that, whatever, like, you can, like, apply to have an annulment. Like,
right.
There's ways to apply to have an annulment, and that doesn't mean that your children are now illegitimate or that the marriage never existed.
Yeah, that's
just
wild.
Not true.
He's just hating. He just doesn't want to see Gwen happy and get married again.
Yes. A judge in Los Angeles ruled that there's enough evidence for Hayden Panettiere's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, to face a felony charge in connection to a domestic violence incident involving the actress.
No.
Yeah, a cop testified in court that Hickerson viciously beat Panettiere 3 times in 2 days back in May.
What?
Prosecutors say that the Nashville actress sustained injuries and bruises to her arms, ear, and neck area. They also said that he hit her on the face, causing her to get dizzy. So sad.
That's a shame.
Ryan Seacrest reportedly has a new girlfriend, model Larissa Schott. The 44-year-old American Idol and live host was spotted kissing, the 24-year-old Larissa during a vacation in France last month, and now she has finally been identified. Larissa was a contestant on America's Next Top Model Cycle 22 back in 2015, and she has since done work for Smashbox, Urban Decay, Nylon, and Gucci.
Wow.
Ryan split from his longtime girlfriend, Shayna Taylor, back in February. Yeah, 44 and 24.
20-year difference.
Damn.
Ooh.
Megan Rapinoe gave a speech about the diversity of the U.S. women's national soccer team at the New York City Parade, celebrating their giant win this past weekend.
This group is so resilient, is so tough, has such a sense of humor. It's just so badass. Like, there's nothing that can phase this group. We have pink hair and purple hair. We have tattoos and dreadlocks. We got white girls and black girls and everything in between. Straight girls and gay girls. Hey!
That sounds like it needs to turn into a song.
Yes.
We got tattoos, dreadlocks, gay girls, straight girls.
That's the garbage.